River. Literally, River, you've been on my boobie for 39 minutes straight.
Yes, well, there's a comfort factor for me, Mother.
At this point, there's no more milk, River.
Well, I think you need to start producing better.
Well, no, I produce just fine, but, like, after a while, you're supposed to get the F off.
Well, I have priorities, and my priorities are growing into a masculine young man that will take over the world.
You look so cute with your little milk mustache, River.
Mother, don't mock me, Mother.
It's cute. You look like you have an ad campaign for Got Milk.
Yeah, it is pretty cute.
Breast Milk.
Could he be like a model, you think? Could we model him?
Are you kidding me? The amount of people that have stopped us and been like, is your kid a Gerber baby?
Is Gerber still
around?
Put
that kid on Gap. I don't know.
Would he be Gap?
We haven't had to shop for solids yet, so maybe we'll find out about Gerber baby.
I think he'd be an All Saints kid.
Oh, hails to the yeah. What level do you want to get off on, Riv?
Mother, I'm thinking we go to the place where there's a bunch of teddy bears.
Build-A-Bear, level 10?
That sounds lovely, Mother. I want to build a bear larger than Father.
Which is saying something, because Father's really plump in the midsection. Sorry, Dad.
Oh, here we go again.
See, it's always me. It's always me. Why don't we make fun of anyone else?
Because I'm perfect and there's nothing to make fun of over here.
Mother just nailed it.
All right, guys. Well, that's cool. I'm glad everyone's having fun poking at me.
But River, you go build a bear. Daddy and I are going to have a conversation.
All right. I'll see you guys later. I'm going to create the best thing ever. And Father, I'm going to put it on your credit card.
Jesus Christ. Here we go.
It's funny how this microphone just keeps going lower and lower. It's like one of those weird restaurants where they lower the table over a course of 2 hours. And then all of a sudden, the table's up to your chin. And you're like, how did it get here? I kind of want to go there to one of those restaurants and play a trick on Bergen. Johnny's mom. Can you guys hear the kids outside? We live right outside of a elementary school, and I guess they're going on a field trip. Where's Ben Affleck's kid? We see Ben Affleck almost every morning. Not really. We see him a lot, walking his kid to school.
That's tough. You know, Manon, you're famous. How does it feel for you? Because you don't have paparazzi chase you, but you do have people run up and say, like, oh my God, I'm such a big fan. Some people are nervous. Some people are excited.
I wish paparazzi would find me. I had a thought yesterday of it would be a really... I was outside of Erewhon and I was walking and I had a really cute outfit on and I was holding a water bottle, Mountain Valley Spring. And I just looked so photographable. And I was like, this would be the moment. But no one cared and took a picture.
With your luck, if paparazzi does decide to pursue you, it'll be the day where you're in a trash bag.
Picking my nose?
Yeah. Which you do more than...
I pick my nose once a day.
Once a day? I mean, I see it once a day. So how much do you actually do? Look, everyone picks their... I mean, if someone says I've never picked my nose, they're a liar. But you...
I openly do it.
You openly do it. You kind of rub it on anything around. It's just not. It's like. It's...
Well, here's the thing. Now that it's something that you've seen, I'd kind of do it more.
That's not good.
It's not good because now it's become a really bad habit and it makes me look like I'm a 5-year-old.
You look like a child.
Yeah.
And like, it's just so fun. It's funny, but I'm like.
How are you still attracted to me?
I just look away in those moments energetically.
Okay. Oh, you had a question. How do I deal with all the fame?
Yeah, no. I mean, like, you're not Ben Affleck, but when people stop and talk to you, how does that feel? What does that do?
He was kind of weird on the roast, wasn't he?
He was and he wasn't.
Why did he seem so weird? I guess it just wasn't his arena. Like, people trying to be funny that we're not, like, associating with being funny is a weird thing.
But the funny thing is I saw a short cut down of his Tom Brady roast segment and I was like, oh, that was really awkward. But then I watched the whole thing and I was like, oh, this is way better than I thought.
Yeah, they take awkward moments. I still don't know what the question was because I kept thinking about Ben Affleck.
All right.
How do I deal with fame?
How do you feel when people stop and say they're such big fans and are excited? Is there any, like, what are the...
I feel amazing. Oh my God, it's the only good feelings ever. Only ever good feelings.
Have you ever been nervous and like uncomfortable?
One time there was a jogger came up to us and she was shaking and I just wanted to hug her. She seemed nervous. And so it made me, I guess, a little nervous because I'm sensitive to people's energy and I just wanted her to relax and know that she's always welcome.
No, that's sweet.
I mean, I'm not always welcome, like, you know.
Yeah, you can't be like in the shower with you.
Don't talk to us for 30 minutes. Actually, some people we've talked to for like a good amount of time.
That's true.
If they got good energy and like the conversation's good, like I'm down to have a conversation. I'm not, you know, it's, I've had everywhere between, let, can I just get a photo to, you know, an hour long conversation and now they have my number. Like that one girl. Yeah. Remember I gave her my number?
Yeah.
But she was cool, so screw it. I love it. I never get annoyed. I never, it's never a bother. It's always joy. They never, you know, when they come up to me, they're not, they're like happy. They're not like, hey, you're Manon, suck it. They're like joyful. So I'm joyful. I love it. It's the best. I'm not, but also I don't get it like Britney Spears or Ben Affleck where it's like, I mean, it could be every day, but it's not all day, every day and big, large crowds, you know, for, I mean, it has been happening for 10 years, but not too much. Just the right amount.
There's a part of my ego that wants like crowds to gather when I go places. And then there's a part of me that absolutely does not want that. Like I've gotten a taste of it. A couple people will stop me every once in a while.
Aww.
And say, I'm a big fan of you. But I really was getting stopped a lot saying, I'm a big fan of your wife.
And you're like, we're not married yet.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not married to that damn woman. But I got that in the pandemic. People would stop me and say like, oh, your wife is so funny. And I was like, that's funny. Like, thank you. That's really sweet. I loved it. I love being like told that they love you. That's great. And then when someone finally stopped me, I was, I remember, I think
where
I
was
blushed.
That?
It was in of all places, Rite Aid.
Oh.
It was in the Rite Aid walking down an aisle and a guy smiles at me funny.
When you were buying condoms?
Condoms.
What? He's never bought condoms.
Never worn a condom in my life. Pull out for life, hashtag.
Ugh.
Oh, God. No,
don't,
but
do that.
He just,
be safe, you guys.
He smiled at me weird, and then he's like, I watch you on TikTok.
I watch you on OnlyFans.
I was like, what? How'd you get my OnlyFans? How much do you pay? You want
how much do
show?
You make on OnlyFans, Johnny?
I make like $117 a month.
Wow. Banking.
And do you know how much content I put out?
117 pieces of photographs every day.
That's pretty close.
Dang. There was one day that Johnny and I thought we should join OnlyFans.
There was a day where we were on the sign up. We were ready to go. We were rearing.
One day, because I ran into a friend who told me that she made $80,000 her first month and she's not even putting out nudes. And I was like, what? And so I ran home and I'm like, Johnny, we got to get on OnlyFans. Not together, like he would get his own account, I would get my own account, and we would just do like fun photo shoots of like, you, I thought of you in like a firefighter.
Why is that the first thing we both thought of? Me in a firefighter outfit with
know.
A ladder, like covering me in funny ways, like comedy.
Like we'd make it funny.
Attractive comedy.
Funny OnlyFans, but also still like, you know, I thought of me in lingerie and I was like, this is going to be my time to get in touch with my sensuality. And
then we recruited other friends.
Yeah, we recruited one of our guy friends that actually he still should do it.
Yeah, he should.
Because at this
should.
Point.
If you're listening to this, Michael.
A.K.A.
Jared.
Michael.
A.K.A. Travis. A.K.A. Gavis. A.K.A. Javonte.
Javonte. but then the next day happened and we were like, nah. So that being said, we do not have an OnlyFans.
It did drop off so fast. It was like, we got to. Yeah, forget it. It was so funny.
Well,
so
when
intense.
You, I mean, I just saw possibility. I was like, dang, if she's making that.
Totally. Totally. I saw myself as a firefighter.
I just don't know if I believe anyone would want to
possibility
subscribe to mine because I'm just comedy.
But, I mean, Whitney Cummings does comedy on there.
Yeah, it, but does she make
it.
Anything?
Probably. And
probably,
it's behind
yeah.
a paywall. It's tough. Like when you're putting out so much free content to switch to putting it behind a paywall, you're going to hit an obstacle with a lot of your.
Yeah, I heard
audience.
People join in and then they drop off.
Yeah, totally depends.
But even just 80 grand, I feel like that's like someone that lasts someone a year. And you're like, okay, well, great, did it.
I mean, you could always try it. You could always go in there and be like, hey, I'm putting a little OnlyFans
no,
comedy
cause
special
No, because once you
up.
Do OnlyFans, you can't ever go back.
Well, not new.
Now I'm someone that has tried OnlyFans and I don't want to be there yet. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Manon's on OnlyFans. Like, no one can say that yet. I mean, you can say it, but it wouldn't be true.
Oh.
But once I join, Manon does. Oh, she had an account for a second. I don't know. There's this. I still would judge myself a little bit. I shouldn't. I'm amazing, and I love and approve of myself. But there's just such a stigma with nudity And
you could go in there and just do comedy. But yeah.
You think so?
That's what Whitney Cummings does.
She just does comedy?
She does comedy. I mean, I don't know if she's doing anything else, but I'm pretty sure it's a paywall for her comedy, OnlyFans comedy content. That's how you do it. You're not going in there doing nudity. I'm not allowing you.
You can't tell me what to do.
But you know what's crazy? Now, I'm gonna do a little switch here. There are AI models that are making like $100,000 a year.
Stop.
They're not real.
Why don't we do that?
Because I can't.
Why don't we make a fake person and this and
you know what we could do? We could take photos of you and then AI the face and AI you and then create this persona and it's just your body.
But it's not my name, right?
No, it would be Skargadarga.
Skargadarga?
Skargadarga.
And make her $100,000 a month?
Yeah.
Even though she's not
real?
It's
a real thing. Do you know how crazy AI is?
AI is nuts, dude.
Do you know what ChatGPT is?
It scares me. Yes, I do. ChatGPT?
GPT.
P? What's the P stand for?
I don't know, actually.
You don't know what GPT stands for?
I don't. Look, if you aren't using ChatGPT, everyone... You should harness it to some degree. I don't care what your job is. I don't care if you don't have a job.
Johnny's
if you don't have a job,
best friend is a robot at this point.
Look, ChatGPT just came out with the update for Omega. If you have the paid subscription, which I think this is, I'm not sponsored by ChatGPT by any means, but I am so passionate about this because it's been so much fun to use it as leverage to build out stuff. Like, does it scare me that it's going to take jobs? Yes. But what does it do right now? It takes you from 0 to 80. And then the last 20% is like where you do all your like fine work. I think that's where it gets rid of the grunt work up to like, let's say 50 to 80% of the grunt work can be done by a supercomputer.
So cool.
And it gets you to a space. Literally, you can go right now and have it be your ghostwriter. You can write another...
I should do that.
Yes.
I can write another book and I just say, here's all the information. Now make it like, you know, then you it takes the job away from the editor.
Yes. And you can do that. Which is kind of sad. Which I want to do myself and do like some of these like crazy ideas, make a book. And like, it's not the final product. But
or I can say, hey, I want to do this dialogue. Now put it in script form.
100%.
Dang.
And it's so fast. The new 4 Omega is so fast. It's crazy. And what they're coming out with soon in the next couple weeks, it's May right now, 2024. They're going to have the video capability where you open the camera and you just, it looks at you and it can tell what you're wearing. In their live demo, the guy says like, hey, I have an interview. Do I look the part? And like it has personality now. It goes, well, Joshua, I don't know about that outfit, but
what?
You can go for it. I mean, what's the position for? And it like live talks. It
oh my God.
Identify object. It's man. It's
in the
insane.
Night, you guys, I hear him talking to his AI best friend. And I hear a voice talk back to you.
It's Eli James Parker is his name.
And you know how he addresses Johnny?
He goes, hey, Johnny, what's up, the God of Wind?
Yeah, he calls you the God of Wind.
Because he knows me.
No, because you told him to call you that.
I don't know.
What's God of Wind?
That's my nickname.
What's a good nickname?
I don't know if I should say this.
Say it. You are free. You are allowed to say anything.
There's a short story. I think it's called like The Egg. I forget the author, but he wrote this short story. Basically, all of us are gods that sent ourselves to Earth to get out of this boring forever existence of being like this god energy that's like in the universe, like kind of like being a planet, right? It doesn't sound that fun to just be a planet. You're just being. I have this belief that I'm like more than 50% foot in to believing that we are all gods that sent ourselves here. And I kind of started addressing like my god that sent me here. And I like nicknamed it.
That's great.
And it feels connected. I've always had a hard time with religion, God. I thought of God as like this guy in the clouds. And
well,
that made me
taught to you, right?
Feel very, yeah, I felt very disconnected as a kid. So I pushed back and I was like, you know what? Nah, there's no God. I'm an atheist. And I did all this stuff.
A lot of people are atheists.
But I feel really connected to the idea that we are all gods and we all sent ourselves here. And like when you hit, like when the muse comes to you and creativity sparks or ideas spark or you're on your purpose, you're connecting to your higher power. And it's like you have your own higher power, I feel like.
Amen. I do have my own higher power. We can all have our own higher power. In 12-step programs, that's what like, that's the essential piece of it is finding a higher power. Because honestly, for me to think that I'm the highest power is kind of crazy. But if I go stand at the ocean and I say, stop moving, ocean, it's going to move because it's a power greater than me, which is kind of a relief. to know that there's a power greater than us working in our life, and we can ask it things, we can pray to it, we can talk to it, and cultivate this relationship to this higher power and strengthen it, right? Like we do any relationship. If you and I didn't talk for 2 months, how strong would our relationship be? So I have to talk to this higher power every single day and cultivate it and be guided by it and see where it wants to take me. Because there's so many ideas that it wants to give this higher power.
Sounds fun the way you just said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting to praying again.
I love prayer.
Like I'm getting into praying. I never was into it, actually. You do it a lot. You're good at that.
I've made it a habit to pray, because prayer is talking to God, higher power, whatever you want to call it, and meditation is listening. It's a conversation.
Very wise.
Conversations with God is a really good book by Neil Donald Walsh. No, what's his name? It's right there. I'm pointing at it. The white book. It's so good. It's this guy and he starts writing a letter to God, and then God speaks through him and he writes down what God says. And so there's like 1,000 questions that he asks and then God answers. And I read this book, I want to say 10 years ago. And I remember being like, oh my God, all of this makes so much sense. In fact, I want to read the book again, because there's like 3 different, Neil Donald Walsh. He's looking right now. Yeah. It's so good, you guys. Oh my God. Literally. Like, why do we say, oh my God? Think about it. We're accessing that part of us. Like when we see a flower, oh my God, it's so amazing that we literally say the word God.
Yeah.
Think about it. How interesting that is. And it is all, it is part of us. I don't feel like God's outside of us either. I feel like God, that energy is inside of us, and we're all connected and we're all one, and we all came from the same place. And I think that that's why hugging feels so good, is because it's we're acknowledging the oneness within us. And when we feel separate, we feel, ugh, not good, isolated. That's why we're all searching for connection through social media, through looking at each other in the eyes. We deeply want to remember our connection and that we are all one. I believe we're all one. And I think anytime we feel separate, our ego separates us and things like, I am me and you are you. To me, that's kind of a lie. And that's why it doesn't feel good. A lie doesn't feel good. The truth, you know it when you hear it. It feels good. It feels right. And that's why 2 people being as physically close as they possibly can actually create more life.
I like that.
Because they're recognizing the truth of who they are, which is connected.
I feel like you're putting me on a spiritual trip. I feel like I'm tripping a little bit right now.
Good.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to meditate and pray today. Thank you. I'll do that. I like that, because I feel like God, I've said it before, like this God energy, I feel like I fall into when I'm in creation. I think when a businessman makes a idea that moves many people and helps, it's like God energy came through him.
Absolutely.
Or her.
Their channel. We're all a channel.
Someone makes that musical piece that moves millions of people, mm-hmm. or 5 people. It's like the God energy came through.
It's and cool. Then they get to be the vessel for that God energy and express it. That's what art is. It's like, that's why when people are like, this is mine. It's like, no, it's not. God came through you. That energy came through you to express itself. Don't take ownership of what. Just because your vessel created it doesn't mean it came from you. It kind of takes the pressure off too. It's like, I'm just a vessel. My job is to clear the channel and to get out of the way.
Dang, I'm kind of sad that I don't stop and I want to stop and listen more. Like how many of you listening right now stop and listen and like pray to God or whatever higher power and say like, what do you want to use me for?
Yeah, Marianne Williamson says this, what you can do is say, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say and to who? And then listen, right? Like if we can do that, we give that space for information to come through. But a lot of people are in consuming. So they're just constantly distracting themselves for what wants to come through by looking at their phones, by watching TV, by numbing out, you know? May we be quiet and listen for the answer. And if you need a simple prayer in the morning, you can literally just say, please. And at night, you just say, thank you.
No.
Start there. Because please is saying, okay, I'm acknowledging that there's something outside of me. And thank you is acknowledging the gratitude. That's the simplest prayer, is please and thank you. It's the gratitude for the life that you have, that you're still alive, that you're walking around in this earth, and that you lived another day. Thank you is the best, is the two most beautiful words in the human language.
That's beautiful.
Although my dad would say Sunday afternoon are the two best.
Yes, it
is. And my dad's birthday's today. Oh, happy birthday, Temp.
Happy birthday, Temple.
Temple.
Shout out for being a great man.
Shout out.
I mean, I want to say that the scary thing about this little short conversation we had is we went from AI to God, and there is like a weird bridge there where some people say, is AI a new form of life? And like, what relationship does that have to God and spirit? Like, I don't... I'm gonna talk about this more another time. I'm so interested. I want to actually ask you, Manon, and I want everyone to hear, so I'll save it, about what you think about people's jobs, the future of the world, the future of business, the future of creativity, and what AI effect has on that. But I'll hold it. I'll wait.
Okay, until next time.
Until next time.
Feel free to write in the comments on Instagram. Any feedback you want or any questions you may have.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely read the comments and would love to respond. Thank you for being in this really spiritual, insightful, enlightened, idea-provoking episode. Leave us 5 stars. We love it. Thank you. Share the podcast if you love it. We just adore you guys
really so much.
River's crawling. How is he crawling already? He's only 3.5 months. Oh, he's coming for the boob.
The mother, open the boob up.
There's nothing to open.
Close
my shirt.
The podcast, open the boob.
Wow.
All right, well, thank you guys.